More than a year before Governor Mike Pence announced his Regional Cities Initiative, Lilly Endowment awarded a $500,000 Regional Economic Development Planning Grant to Tippecanoe and nearby counties. That led to creation of the so-called Wabash Heartland Region and a plan that Greater Lafayette Commerce members say is focused on supporting growth of existing manufacturers, training workers, and maximizing research opportunities at Purdue and Ivy Tech. West Central Indiana government and development leaders say they considered applying for Regional Cities, which awarded $42 million grants to each of three regions that also had to raise matching grants of $42 million. But ultimately, the local leaders didn't. Crawfordsville Mayor Todd Barton says Regional Cities renewed long-running conversations between government and business leaders in Tippecanoe and Montgomery counties. But he says those talks died out, and Barton says it proved harder to work together than he expected.
I think there's a better understanding. I think we work better together than we ever have, but that's not to say that there's probably still some pockets out there of resistance that still see that competitive piece.
Barton adds it's daunting to coordinate activities in multiple communities, and the region was not positioned to compete in the Regional Cities Initiative because leaders still have many issues to talk through. Greater Lafayette Commerce President and CEO Scott Walker refused requests to record an interview about regional cities, which he says required appointment of a citizen-only regional development authority that could enact taxes. Instead of defining an economic development region, Walker says local business leaders are focusing their energies on working with what he calls affinity groups, that is, like-minded communities linked by a common interest. For example, he says Greater Lafayette Commerce hosted a regional workforce summit in September, where industry, education, and government leaders exchanged ideas on how to incorporate basic work skills into curricula not included in state and federal funding metrics. Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight agrees it's been hard to define what constitutes an economic region.
I have always felt like regions are not something that you dictate, or it's not a mandate.
Goodnight says he thinks regions develop organically out of common interests such as commuting patterns and access to jobs, shopping, and health care. That's why he believes Kokomo is more economically aligned with Hamilton County and northern Marion County, which are 30 to 40 minutes away down U.S. 31. Goodnight says he would never rule out a partnership with Greater Lafayette, but access between the two communities is limited to State Road 26, a two-lane highway that has many stops and starts and is difficult to navigate during bad weather. He says that makes it less likely the synergies from both communities would fit as well as with some others. Walker says a shared interest in moving products up and down Interstate 65 prompted Greater Lafayette Commerce to invite Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes to sit on its board of directors. McBarnes says he's excited to partner with Tippecanoe County, but he couldn't attend the Regional Workforce Summit where he was scheduled to deliver closing remarks.
I mean, I would have loved to have been there, but that official invitation never came to our office, and with my schedule being what it is, we have to have things at least a week and a half to 2 weeks in advance.
McBarnes says what's good for Tippecanoe County is often good for Frankfort, but that's not enough to stop him from competing with his neighbors for sometimes scarce resources.
I am a competitor, and if there's a project floating around and I believe it's right for Frankfort, then I'm going after that, and I'm going after it because I'm a hot dog and I love Frankfort and I love Clinton County.
Barton says he thinks Crawfordsville and Montgomery County are trying to attract different types of investments and jobs than Lafayette and Tippecanoe County. And sometimes Barton says he feels an economic pull down I-74 toward Marion County. But whether his community leans north or south, Barton says Montgomery County isn't in a leadership position and must wait for a larger county to take the lead, something Barton says he has not yet seen. For WBAA News, I'm Chris Morisi-Vitza.